Good afternoon, Noel. Thanks for joining the Jukebox.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, we're so excited for your upcoming season. You're calling this a second new beginning. And joining me on the phone is Dr. Noel Edison, versatile, very charismatic conductor. And boy, does he have many awards to his name. Order of Ontario, Queen Elizabeth II, Diamond Jubilee Medal back in 2012. He is the past artistic director of many of the ensembles we love to feature on our show, the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir, Elora Singers. Actually, we just had that this morning. And he's the current artistic director and conductor of the Edison Singers. So tell us a little bit about what's going on, what's coming up.
Well, it is our second beginning. We started back in late 2019, I think, we formed, and just got going. And, of course, the world had to shut down.
Yeah, especially choirs. Choirs were so badly affected.
Well, they were, and it was very sad. However, we tried to bump and whatever our way through it with the videos or whatever. But now we're back, and we just did a live Messiah the other night, which was fantastic. And then we've got all these carols coming up. I record exclusively for Naxos. I've done about 28, 29 CDs for them, and they're thrilled to sort of carry me with my new group. So we've launched this new CD, The First Noel.
Beautiful.
And of all
we know that tune
throughout the ages. So
So
we're doing a concert of those at Hart House on the 17th, and in Niagara on the 19th, and Elora on the 21st.
Wonderful.
It's a nice collection of carols, new and old, and some very spiritual and haunting, some rather jolly and romping about, and all the good stuff of the nostalgia of Christmas that we all look forward to. By the way, I want to congratulate you on your program. You are doing a superb job. You really, really interesting and diverse programming, and what a wonderful attitude and spirit you bring to it all. So I just wanted to pass that on.
Why, thank you. Very, very kind words. Appreciate that. And just, you know, the season, the Christmas season, is all about just, you know, and being grateful for what we have, keeping a diverse mix of repertoire. So
I
really
that so
appreciate
many
that.
Choirs are back out and performing again.
Yes.
I mean, gosh, there's been a hole in our souls for such a long time, and it's nice to
absolutely
have them filled in with some wonderful music, especially at this time of year.
Well, you're truly working with a very inspirational group of singers. They're known for their energy, their spirit, and just the dedication to the repertoire.
Yeah, I've got a pretty crack group of singers. They're all fairly young, but boy, very keen to work with me, and really a positive, wonderful energy and attitude. So it's we can do some really exciting stuff. So it's that really, you know, being an artist, that makes it, that pays off. It really makes it
very much. Well, yeah, it takes two. It takes an audience and of course, a wonderful, engaging group of individuals that are willing to give it their best at every concert. And it sounds like you have that.
And there's nothing like live music.
Yes.
I mean, even though I'm promoting a new CD, and I think that's all very good, but live music is essential. You know, you've got to be in the spirit, in the room, in the presence of the music being made, and that, you know, then it gets right down to the soul of the listener.
The soul, yes. Now you have 26 recordings to your name, and now you have a new one out with Christmas carols. Can you tell us about some of the most memorable recording experiences? And these are available on the Naxos International label, right? So we can also find out about them on your website, which is the Edison Singers. .com. That's the EdisonSingers.com.
That's it.
Perfect.
Yeah, I've had many terrific experiences recording. One was the very, very first recording I made with Naxos back in 97 called The Mystery of Christmas, which was very successful. And we started recording at St. Mary Mag's, if you have the time here. And we started at 7 o'clock and on May 27th. And winter went till May 26th, and then summer came in on May 27th. We couldn't start recording till 1:30 in the morning because of everyone being out and enjoying the lovely weather, parks, the kids, the motorcycles, the planes. So The Mystery of Christmas turned into four nights of the misery of Christmas, just trying to get it recorded, starting at 1:30 till 4 in the morning for four nights.
Now that is dedication to art.
That, that was dedication. But the rewards were terrific. The recording was, it was actually Bramwell Tovey used to call me every year and say, Noel, Christmas isn't Christmas without that Mystery of Christmas recording. So it was very sweet of him.
Beautiful. And that goes all the way back to 97. Wow. Now you've earned some nominations. Grammy, both Grammy and Juno Awards.
Yeah, I've had two Grammy nominations and one Juno, I think. The one Grammy was for, I think, the Whitaker recording.
Oh, Whitaker. Then, yeah.
Yeah, my Whitaker recording. And the other one was for, I think the Chorus of Messiah for Mendelssohn Choir with the Andrew Davis recording of Messiah. The choir was nominated. In the Juno, I've forgotten which one that was. But someday we'll win. But it's just nice to be looked over instead of overlooked.
Yeah. That with so much experience behind you, I'm sure it's just lurking around the corner. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about some of the outreach activities you do as well. This is very interesting. I mean, you are so versatile. You'll do everything from senior citizens' homes, churches, learning institutions, community centers.
Well, yes. I mean, I do believe an arts institution needs to reach out to its community and communities. When we started the Edison Singers, it was very much our belief that we wanted to be in several different centers. Toronto, I have a following in Toronto, and in Niagara area, the big following down there, and then up in my area, Guelph or Elora. So those are three, and we're going to also be adding another one in a year, another community, so that every concert we do it three or four times around. And that's good for many reasons. First of all, we engage in other communities, and we get to really perfect and hone a piece. I mean, gosh, how many times do people get to perform so many times the same piece within a period of 1 week, unless you're an orchestra where you have a big series. But choral groups, rarely not. They just sort of prepare it and then perform it just the once. And also, in those communities, we want to reach out to either an educational component or if there's a seniors center that would like us to come and do something for them, we'd like to reach out to that. If we want to help fundraising with another arts organization, we might pair up with them. So I really believe it's part of our mandate is to reach out and help others. And eventually I'll be starting a symposium for young singers and young conductors. And that will be a summer situation. So
yeah, well, thanks for sharing them with them. I've been speaking with Dr. Noel Edison. He is the artistic director, conductor of the Edison Singers. Just a terrific interview here, learning about the secret behind their rich, warm sound, their clarity of texture, trademark sound, and it's all in the hands of Noel here. So I congratulate you. Upcoming next concert I can see on your calendar here is Saturday, December 17th. Mark your calendars, Torontonians, the Hart House University. It's the first Noel. Beautiful concert.
Thank you so much for having me on. That was very gracious and lovely to chat with the voice that I hear every day.
Oh, fantastic. You're a fan. Good.
I am. I'm a fan of the station, too.
Great to have you. Great to have you. And for our listeners who would like more information, theedisonsingers.com is the website to check out. A lot of concerts coming up still, both in Elora, Niagara-on-the-Lake also, Toronto. The First Noel is coming up. A great way to enjoy that nostalgia of your childhood. Beautiful Christmas music up ahead. I'm also going to drop off the box office numbers. This is 1-226-384-9300. If you'd like some more information, that's 226-384-9300. Noel, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy a wonderful afternoon.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.